people of color living outside of Wisconsin's biggest cities can encounter a lot of assumptions about why they live in a smaller community. A new exhibit of portraits is showcasing their faces and their stories in an effort to push back against common stereotypes. 20 Oshkosh residents are featured in the Color Brave photo project, Black and Brown Faces, A New Narrative. The exhibit debuts on Friday at the Payne Art Center in Oshkosh. Tracy Robertson is the executive director of FIT Oshkosh, a group working toward racial equity and justice in that community. They're presenting this project. Tracy, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Rob, thank you for having me.
Well, what kind of assumptions and maybe stereotypes do people have in a city like Oshkosh in the Fox Valley area when they see a person of color living in the community?
Well, a very common narrative that exists in Oshkosh specifically is if you're a black person, you have moved here because of the prison. And that is a question that I've been asked as a black citizen of the Oshkosh community repeatedly. Lots of black people that I know in the community have also been asked that question. And so one of the reasons why we are hosting this exhibit is to eliminate that stereotype, along with other stereotypes about why people might choose Oshkosh as a community to live in.
What are some of the other stereotypes you've run into?
Well, another really common narrative is that we've come from two places. We've come from either the ghettos of Milwaukee or the ghettos of Chicago. And certainly there are people who have now called Oshkosh their home that come from Milwaukee and Chicago. But there are also people of color who live here from places like Hawaii and Baltimore and Atlanta. And so we really wanted to raise up that people of color are as complex as any other group of people, and our reasons for being attracted to any community are vary. And so we wanted to be really break down that stereotype.
So you're looking to kind of interrupt this story, I guess, people might tell themselves about a minority in their own community, this instant gut reaction.
Absolutely, about where we come from, about what our experiences have been up until this point. And so that's why we're calling it shifting the narrative, because we're hoping that people will engage in this exhibit and then have new stories to tell, more positive stories about how people of color are as complex as other people.
Take us into the exhibit now. Tell us what we'll see as we go in and check it out.
Yes, so there are 20 subjects in the photo exhibit. They represent a number of underrepresented communities. So there are people, there are black people, there are Hmong people, there are Asian people, there are Latino people involved in the photo exhibit. So there is a photo of each person, a color photo of each person, and then a story about the person in their own words, talking about what it's like to be here, what brought them here, and what's important to them as they try to build a life here in the community.
Can you tell us about a couple of the stories that don't fit that standard assumption that people might have?
Absolutely. There is one participant in the photo exhibit. His name is Elder Jenner Chandler. He is a pastor here in town, and he really came to Oshkosh believing that this is where his ministry was calling him to be. So we thought that was an important narrative to raise up. He's actually from Baltimore. He's not from the ghettos of Chicago or Milwaukee. And so his path and journey here to the community is a really unique perspective. We do have a person who identifies as a Latino who actually is a person who's been released from prison. However, he has started a really thriving barbershop here. His name is Barber Rich. He started a thriving barbershop here and has done a ton of philanthropic work in the community, has really invested in the community and turned that situation around. So while he is one of the person in the exhibit who does have a history that involves some time in prison, he's really become a rock star in our community and a really important figure in our community for people of all nationalities.
What did people say when you went to them and said, hey, we'd like to share your photo and your story?
They were really excited to be a part of this conversation. They all felt that it was incredibly important that we do our part to help people in our community. Our neighbors get to know us and the things that matter to us. And that, we all come here because we want to be a part of this community. And so we have things to contribute. We all have skills and gifts, and all of the people in the photo exhibit are doing amazing work in the community. So people felt really honored to be asked to be a part of it and really stepped up and wanted to get involved.
Talking to Tracy Robertson, executive director of FIT Oshkosh, a group working toward racial equity and justice in that community. We're looking at this a photo and story project, Black and Brown Faces, a New Narrative, sharing stories that might break assumptions about people of color living in the Fox Valley. Can you talk a little bit, Tracy, about the photos themselves? Are these things we might see in any sort of artistic photo exhibit?
I think one thing that really sets this photo exhibit apart is that we were really intentional about getting a person of color to be the photographer. And so we identified a photographer. She's exceptional. Her name is Colleen Beef. She is a Hmong American resident of Oshkosh. She's been here since she was a young girl. And so she's the photographer on the project. And her perspective from her artistic perspective, I think, is very unique. And the photos are not photos where people were posed. She spent a lot of time talking to, kind of interviewing the people as she took photos of them. So you see them in very natural poses, kind of in a conversational sort of life. So the photos have been incredibly impactful. And for me, every time I see them, they're very emotional.
This is called the Color Brave Photo Project. That phrase, Color Brave, is part of your mission at FIT Oshkosh. Can you talk about what you mean by that?
Absolutely. So we talk about color bravery. I don't know, Melody Hobson is the president of Aerial Management in Chicago, Illinois. She's also married to George Lucas of Star Wars fame. She has a very powerful TED Talk that talks about being colorblind, color brave. And so it has really become the catalyst for the work that we do. And so we talk about being color brave because what we've been taught, particularly in the Midwest, is that the answer is to be colorblind, to pretend like we don't see race. And we know that that's not true. We know that when people of color walk into a room, you immediately assign some kind of racial identity to them, whether that's consciously or subconsciously. So our hope is that people will move away from that color brave ideal, which we know doesn't work. I mean, we can look at race relations in our country and know that pretending like we don't see race is not the answer, to really moving to a place of being color brave, where I acknowledge that race exists, I recognize that the people who identify in underrepresented communities have a story to tell, have experiences that are unique to them. So we're asking people to stop saying that they're colorblind and really move into some practices, get some tools, do some education that would afford them an opportunity to be more brave around their engagement when they think about race and race equity.
Sounds like it might take some courage. I think a lot of people are reluctant to talk about race, whether they want to or not. Is that part of the brave part of it, an act of courage to tackle these issues?
Well, what we tell people in the workshops that we do at FIT Oshkosh is that we're not asking you to be competent. We're asking you to be brave. And so bravery means I'm going to step out. I'm going to ask appropriate questions. I'm going to do my own education. I'm not going to make the one person of color in my space my cultural attaché. But I'm really going to read blogs and read books and look at, YouTube videos and all those things that will help me to understand, you know, race from my lens, and then use those tools as you're learning them to go out and have brave engagement. And that means that sometimes you will not say the right things, and when you're in your color brave work, when that happens, your response is to be, yep, I messed up, let me step back and do that again, right? So it's like learning anything. It's like learning to ride a bike. It's like learning to any new skill. You're going to trip and fall, and what we're asking you to do is stand up, brush yourself off, revisit what you the engagement you had, and then come back to the table with a different approach.
The photo project is going to be on display, as we mentioned, from the 20th to the 22nd at the Payne Arts Center there in Oshkosh, but then it's going to hit the road. Can you talk about the tour?
It is. It's going to go to the University of Wisconsin Oshkosh, Reeve Union. It'll be there April 30th through May 4th. Then it's going to go to First Congregational Church here in Oshkosh. It'll be there from May 5th through May 9th. It's going to go to The Draw in Appleton, which is a space for photographers and people who do it's kind of an incubator for artists. It'll be there May 31st through June 9th. Then it's going to go to Marion University in Fond du Lac from September 17th through September 20th, and it's going to spend its remaining days at the Appleton Public Library from September 27th through October 3rd. And people can check out the FIT Oshkosh website at fitoshkoshinc.org for a complete schedule of the exhibit.
And briefly, as we wrap up, Tracy, what do you hope people walk out of the exhibit thinking about?
I really hope, you know, we're all about action at Fit Oshkosh, and so I really hope that people will walk away with these stories and share them in their networks and understand that they not only have an opportunity, but they have it's going to be important that they talk about what they've learned and help us shift this narrative. We want to create a more positive narrative in our community so that we can retain and attract not only people of color, but young white people who really want to live in places that they perceive as more diverse. So our goal is to have people go through this experience and walk away owning that they have a part to play.
And we'll leave it there. Thanks to Tracy Robertson, Executive Director at Fit Oshkosh, the group presenting the Color Brave Photo Project. It will come up on display this weekend at the Payne Art Center in Oshkosh and then make the rounds, as we just heard, in the Fox Cities after that.